Begin tonight, Hakdama Ches. We're skipping one. And it's a Hakdama Zion was a little bit, it's all somewhat abstract, but it was a little bit too abstract. So let's begin with Mitzvah Hayom. The Sifsei Chayin begins Kvar Nisbar La'el. We already discussed earlier, Shayom Hagadov HaKadosh Hazeh, the day of Purim, Hu Hayom Asher Shivru Oyvei Yehudim Lishal Bahem, where the enemies have a certain koach on this day, lahagbir koach hasitra achara, hakoach hakedusha, ubechesed Hashem zachinu lenafochu asher yishlatu hayudim, and with great chesed of Hashem we were able to overcome them. Shinisgabra koach hakedusha v'nisgala kavod Hashem nibolam. So that's summing up what happened. That Haman was going to destroy us, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu protected us. Great. Umishim shekol inyanei hamadim chozim v'nishnim midei shana b'shana. Now each year on the Moadim, those kedushas return itself. Lachain b'chol shana v'shana kishemagi hayom hazeh. Each year, when Purim arrives, yesh lanu lasos hapulos hanitzrachos. We have to do page kuf tezayim. We have to do the necessary actions. B'chdei leorer lemala es or Hashem hagadol lanora sheheir az. We have to do something to inspire above that light, that shefa. Sheyachzer lizgalos lanu. That could reveal itself to us once again. Again, we know the times of Mordechai and Esther, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought down that ore, and there's something we need to do to activate that ore each year in Purim. It's incumbent upon us to do the mitzvahs of the day, matanos lev yom, shachmanos, lasos kli ubeis kibul lahachzik or. We have to turn ourselves into some type of vessel, into some type of house, to accept, to receive all that light, vashefa, shi'isharu etzleinu bavur yimeachag, that it remains with us over the period of Purim, kishekvar lo ha'ye'od v'hizgalus hagdol halazu. Fine. But that's just the background. We need to do something in order to catch that shefa. So how does that work? In Yanu Hahu, it's as follows. Diadua shesfiras ma'aluchlis les la'migar maklum. This is the yisod we're going to learn about. We know from the charts, the spheres, the keser, Chachma, Bina, and so on. So Malchus is the bottom. Malchus is all the way in the bottom of all the spheres. It's the 10th sphere, it's the final sphere. And the way it works is that Shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels its way down to the various spheres, and it ends up in Malchus. Malchus is the bottom where everything is caught. And the understanding is, Malchus has nothing in its own right. Les le migar miklum, nothing in its own. Malchus is simply whatever is brought down to it, it catches. It doesn't have a koach. You know, Chachma has wisdom. Bina has a different analysis. Chesed brings chesed. Everything has a certain koach to be mashpia. Malchus doesn't do anything. Malchus just catches everything. It's les le migar miklum, nothing in its own right. Ki hu ania vidala. Malchus is ania, lashon anian, dal, poor. What a bowl, what a plate has is only what you put in it. If the bowl is empty, so then it's empty. If you put chicken soup, then it's chicken soup. Malchus is simply something that catches all the shefa that comes down. Begam, ein la binyan mekoma, there's no building, shetiheba makom lahachzika or hamagia la, that allows it to catch the ore, ki kol asviros nivru, that the spheros are created through the various spheros. The heim kimo binyan gadol shel eser komos. It's like 10 levels. About spheros malchus nivras rak nekuda achas. This malchus is like the foundation, the bottom. But everything else builds up. The malchus doesn't really have anything in its own right. It just catches all the 10 levels that are above it. So really, to bring this through, if you rainbow, for example, rainbow has many colors. Malchus has many colors to it, different shades to it. There's nothing unique to Malchus. It just catches whatever comes down. It's, you know, like a chameleon. It changes colors depending on the nature, depending on the context. That's what Malchus is. There's nothing in its own right. It just catches everything that passes through it. So he brings a similar model to human beings, to man, to Adam. He writes, "Uremuza ha'inyan b'gufa Adam." This is hinted at in the body of man. Shum merkava l'sfiras malchus. Man is considered the malchus. We catch everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends to us. She'ein lo shum kochos atzmius. There's no strength in our own right. Ki'ein adam nokif etzbo. A person doesn't bend his finger milmata et shamechrizin Allah milmala. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, bend your finger, then we do it. even though we think we're doing things on our own, even though we think we're making parnas on our own, we're successful on our own, it's not true. It's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chol tafkid ha'adam, the whole purpose of man, hu rak lekabel alav ol malchuso yizbarach shemo. Our whole purpose in this world is to simply to be mekabel on ourselves a malchus from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ayidei zeh, hu bon esfiras ha'malchus shelo. That's how you build up your own malchus. V'ad shelo nivne etzlo otzer shel esfiras ha'malchus. If you haven't built up your own storage house of malchus, which is yiras shemayim, then ef shar lo lekabel ha'shefa gadol ha'yorim nir shemayim. You can't receive, you can't accept the shefa from above. Ki gufo eino yochel ha'achzik es ha'shefa. We can't catch that shefa. She'en lo binyan v'otzer lachzikam. So what's going on here? The way it works in the Chassidus is the number one avoda that we have to work on, the first avoda is to be makabel, to be a kli. For us to be able to receive anything, we have to have the end of malchus. Malchus means you're shemayim. Malchus means we're humble, we're shafal, we're an ovim. And through that, we're able to receive shefa. Only after reaching that first level are you able to climb to different rungs of netzach and hod and chesed. But that's number one. A person hasn't yet been a makabla, hasn't yet received any of that shefa, so then he's not able to climb to be a mashbir afterwards. It first becomes a shefa, then you can transform into a mashbir. That's why people who are in any business, whether it be a rav or an attorney or a doctor, you need to learn things. So first you're a student for many years, you're a shefa. You know, a levi has to study his to be a levi for a few years, the Gemara tells us. Only once you've learned all the shefa, now it overflows, and now you're a mashbir, you could overflow to that which is below you. So Purim is all about malchus, about making yourself into malchus, which in essence means you're making yourself into a keli. So let's read further. Ubeyoser nitzrach lazeh biyom haPurim. This is more necessary on Purim itself, kasher niftechu arubos haShemayim, as the windows of Shemayim are opened up, v'niskayim varikosi lachem bracha ad blidai. The pasuk tells us that on Purim, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu opens up the windows of Shemayim, and there is a boundless amounts of bracha coming into this world. V'chol ha'oros hakadoshos haniflos hamizgalim b'yom hazeh, all the amazing things that are going to be brought down in this day, l'yom hazeh, ayidei sfiras malchus through malchus, lezeh atzmo lo nishar klum ki ein lo beis kibul. You could have a guy throwing out money of the airplane, but if no one's there to catch it, the money's going to fall into the water. So there's all this money flying on Purim coming down into this world, but if you're not ready to catch it, so then you can't, it doesn't mean anything. There is shefa in the world on Purim, but if we don't make ourselves into a makabel, into a kli, so then it's going to be completely worthless for us. So how does this work? How do we get to that point? So he says this is the key. The key is that we pointed out that every mitzvah in this world is yud kei vav kei. By now I assume you know the example I always give, tzedakah, the fruit is the yud, my hand is a hey, the vav and the hey, great, fine. It's actually funny. I gave a shiur this past Monday night in YU on Sifsei Chayim, and when I gave that example, they started laughing because they heard me say this example so many times. So I need to, I guess, think of other examples now. Change the example. Okay. So every mitzvah there's a yud kei vav kei. Now I'm remembering when I went to the Kosa for one of the first times, maybe the second time I was there. The tour guide pointed out, if you look in the walls and the cracks, there's a yud kei vav kei in the cracks, mm-hmm. So they like to show that.
The word so, Lord, I see.
What?
In English, Lord, L-O-R-D.
Oh, he showed me God, I think. But maybe it was Lord, I don't know.
See what you want to see.
Okay. So, fine. So every mitzvah has yud kei vav kei. So we're going to go through how the mitzvahs of Purim are also building up a yud kei vav kei, which in essence we're trying to make ourselves into malchus, to catch all that shefa that's coming down. So what's the first mitzvah that we have? The mitzvah is, L'chein tiknu lanu chazal, b'yom hagadol hazeh, litein matanos levyonim. To give gifts to an evyon. An evyon, of course, is a person who's very, very poor, not just an ani. Evyon is really impoverished. She'befu'ula she'osin lemata, the actions we do below, she'nosin le'evyon, that we give something to an evyon, Mashit tzarech lo, yisor le'ela, it inspires from above, lashbil le'evyon hagadol zeh, sfiras malchus. Mashit tzarech lo. We have an evyon, a guy who needs money. He needs help, so we help him out. So when we do that act of chesed to him down here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing the same thing above to give to us, to all of us who need something. Shezeh beis ha'otzer ha'eser chalakim shela shelam kamo shlema. That's how we begin to build the storage house. By us doing something for those who need, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to in turn do something for us who are in need. We're able to now create for ourselves personally a storage house for the Or HaGadol HaYored based Kriyas HaMegillah. The Indian of Malchus, we know each of the spheros correspond to a different person. Chesed is Avram and Gvur is Yitzchak. So who's Malchus, of course? David Melech is Malchus. David was an Ani with an Ayin. He was very impoverished in terms of how he acted, not in terms of what he had. He was very wealthy, but he acted with tremendous humility. The Gemara in Brachos tells us that while other kings would wake up late and enjoy the life, he would be sitting there going through, the Gemara describes, going through dam of seeing whether women are tummy or not. He was there getting dirty, if you will. He was an Ani. Even though he's a king, he was doing the most... He was doing things that a king wouldn't normally be doing. So that's what Malchus means. It's the opposite. A king, the Gemara tells us in Kedushin, that a master is actually a servant to his own slave. When I own a slave, I'm actually treating him the same, if not better, than me. So a king is actually a servant to someone else. So David, who was a melech, he would think he should be on the top. He's actually on the bottom. David, they point out, the letters of David is Dalet Vav Dalet. Dalet is Dal. Dal is a poor person. That's what Dalet is. Vav is the Shefa that comes down, that beam of light that comes down. So normally, when the Dalet accepts a Vav, the Dalet, the pale, accepts a Vav, Dal and Vav together make what letter? Hey. Now that would spell Dalet Vav Hey. That's Dava. Dava is a Lashon of Nida, which is something, again, something that, it's Tumma. So normally when a person receives something, it becomes a Balgaiva. Becomes David. That's something we frown upon. David was unique that even after he received the Vav, he still remained the Dalet afterwards. Dalet Vav, but he was still a Dalet at the end. He was David. So Malchus is about remaining an Anav, accepting the Shefa, but still being a Dalet even after the fact, staying at that level of Malchus. All Purim is about Malchus. Hamelech, Hamelech, all over the place. We say Hamelech throughout all of Megillas Esther. It's all about being Malchus, about being Mekabel. Rosh Hashanah is also about HaMelech, Yom HaNarama HaMelech HaKadosh, HaMelech HaMishpat, because we want to receive all that Shefa from the beginning of the year throughout the rest of the year. So whenever we're trying to receive something, it's the Din of Malchus, Din of Melech. Esther HaMalka, she was a queen, she represented Malchus as well. That's why the Gemara tells us she was Karka Olam, and the mice with Achashverosh, without getting into the great details, Karka Olam, she was the ground. Malchus is always the ground, the bottom that catches everything. She was the Makabel. So there's we also mentioned this last week, the sun and the moon, the Shemesh and the Yareach. The Gemara tells us that Esther is a Lashon of Istaher, which is Aramaic for Yareach, for a moon. Yareach is the Malchus, right? The two kings, the Shemesh and the Yareach, two Malachim. But the Shemesh is Mashbia, and the Levana catches it. It's the Malchus, it's the Makabel. Esther Malka, which means she was a moon, as the Gemara tells us, because she was Makabel everything, she caught everything. She was Karka Olam. She was catching all the ore that was there. So the Chidah says, Chelbona, which is one of the Minei Ketores, is the same Gematria as Haman. Chelbona is the worst, it smelled bad, that was Haman. Same exact Gematria, 95. Chidah says, if you take away the ches, the chet, the avera of chelbona, you get which letters? Levana. That's what Esther was. She removed the ches, she removed the haman of that and was left with levana. And she was able to be makabel. That's what Purim is all about the midah of Malchus, catching all the shefa that exists. Let's go further now. He says, v'chein hu gam ba'adam. This is also true of man, hatachton, shezocha aide mitzos matanos levyonim. We too, through giving matanos levyonim to the poor, livnos laatzmo otzer sheyir shemayim. By you giving, you are now building up a storage house for yourself. Lekayim, which is very appropriate for this week's parsha, besoch libi mishkan ibana. That we're going to build a mishkan within ourselves, just like we built a mishkan this week's parsha. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he can't exist in this world. But if we build a kli for him to exist, so then a mishkan, so then whatever that means, the Shekhinah is going to come to the mishkan. We have to build ourselves at some level of a mishkan in our heart to be makabel all the shefa. The Az, Nasa Gufo Kli Mukhshir lekabel habracha hagadola hayuredis b'yom hazeh. By fixing ourselves, fixing our midos, we're able to receive all the shefa. Ubechein kvar yachal likros as a Megillah Karoi, we could appropriately read the Megillah. Liftoach lifrot sharia shemayim, open up the gates of heaven. The ravcha vishapchu ashbos hamrubos bli gvul v'shir. To receive all the amounts of shefa coming down in Purim. Habos be'es halazum yisod abu. We discussed this last week. The yisod abu was that was Mordechai, who was the Superman who came to save the day. That was the tati coming to save us from the bully. The kvar tuchal chelak me'ashefa liyishar be'otzuratov. And you could hold on to that yisod of abba, that koach on Purim, if you build the storage house, if you prepare properly. Shenasa ayde mitzvos matanos lev yonim. When we give gifts to others, particularly Matanos Levyonim, that in turn causes up in Shemaim to give us gifts as well, to make us a makapo. Famously, the drashes v'nasnu, it says, and when giving the shkal, machzeh shekel, v'nasnu, it's written the same way forwards and backwards. When you're giving, you're really receiving. When you're receiving, you're really giving. It's all the same thing. So when you're giving something, you're actually receiving that shefa from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei, kfar nizbar l'mal, we explained it earlier. Shebishas hanes, during the miracle, Hayu bnei Yisrael b'sakana gedola me'atas Haman. We know that we are in great danger, Haman wanting to destroy us. We saw this last week. And kevin sha'oz vav shushorash nishmas Yisrael. We are a representative of the vav. We yud kei vav kei. The vav represents Klal Yisrael. We are the essence of the name, the center of the name of Hashem. Hayisab b'bechina shena kiviyachol. We discuss in great detail how the vav was sleeping. The mashpio was sleeping. Vayisa ha-hechrech latzilam, we had to save Klal Yisrael, we had to save the Vav. Ayde riboy ha-or shlo kaseder. Remember, we didn't go through the normal path of Sviros, of Chachma, Bina, and so on. We went straight down from Chachma to save the day. Aval at, nowadays, kishikarinu as a Megillah, we read the Megillah, there's no great danger right now. V'nisora ha-neish shen neherag Haman, that miracle is re-inspired each year that was killing Haman. V'nisbala atzaso. Kvar yuchol na'ores ha'os vav, shushoresh nishmas Yisrael lemala. We're able to now re-energize that vav again. So he's going to explain, how does that mean? How do we re-energize? How do we reawaken the vav? What's our obligation? So it's a little unclear now. It's going to come together at the end. He's going to sum everything up. But now he's discussing mishloach manos. Zeh na'asai de mitzmitzas mishloach manos. How does that work? When we give gifts to our friends, when we give gifts to each other, to friends, we encourage this achdus. When we love each other down here, it ignites amount of love and friendship up in Shemayim. And through that reyes, it's nisorer ha'ozvav shoresh nishmas Yisrael mishenasa hamuka. It wakens up the vav. What I just to tell you now, I don't want to like hold you up, but the matanos avyonim is really the hay. We'll get to the hay. Hay is a makabel. That's what the matanos avyonim is. Now we're working on the vav. He's going to make this clear in just a second, but I don't want to leave you hanging that long. So now the reyes up in Shemayim, when we give each other gifts, it's creating reyes here. And Shemaiah creates Reyes, and that now wakens up the Vav. I want to skip down the parentheses here. U'misyachdin harayim, which is referring to the Yud and the Hey, Abba Ima, v'hadodim, and the various uncles or friends. Lashbia shefa kodesh u'brachos merubos lemata l'chneses Yisrael b'nei malachim gam ba'ofen v'seder harayim. In essence, what he's saying here is, by you giving matanos levyonim, by giving presents and tzedakah to the ani, you turn yourself into a hay. Hay is a makabel. We always say that women are the makabel. Esther Malka is a makabel. They're receiving something. Hay is always for lashon nekeva. And the vav is always the mashpia, the male. I've said this before, maybe you'll laugh when I say this again, but in Friday night we say v'nuchu va with the hay. Nighttime is always in the keva. That's the hay. And the daytime we say v'nuchu vo with a vav. That's the zachar, that's the male. Daytime is male, nighttime is female. There's a lot more to that. But the hay, we first need to be mekabel. We get the hay from Malchus, that's Matanos of Yonim, when someone receives. And Shalach Manos is more the same level. You're not giving one who needs, but you're giving those of the same level as you, your friends, your Reyim. That is the Vav that's creating a Mashbia. And putting the Vav and Hay back together is what we're trying to accomplish, to awaken up the Vav, to connect all the layers of Yud Kei Vav Kei, and that's how we receive the Shefa. He's going to explain this in just a moment, a little bit clearer. So he says further now, Ubayom Hazeh, this very day, Hifli Hashem La'asos Imanu, Chesegado. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a tremendous thing for us. The be'emes lo nisgale ha'or hanifla she yisod Abba. The only reason why yisod Abba, again, yisod Abba is chachma. Chachma doesn't really come into this world. It doesn't show its face. It only came into the world that the yisod Abba, Mordechai, the Superman, came into this world. Rak kidei lahatzil es Yisrael, to save us. Be'es ha'staris panim hagdol. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu was hidden from us. The Ata now, Achar his Orus Me'ashena, we woke up the Vav already. We don't need a Yisod Abba. We don't need Tati. The Vav, I should say like this as well. In the spheres, if they're looking at the charts here, there's two levels here. There's Yud Hei on top, which is Chachma and Bina. Yud is Chachma, that's Av, that's the father. Hei is Bina, that's the mother. That's talking about the mom and the dad. The Vav in the middle is referring to the boy, a son. And the hay in the bottom is the malchus, that's the daughter. I'll repeat that again. There's really, the letters of Yud Kei Vav Kei are four. There's a father and a mother, and there's a son and a daughter. This connects to also a machlokus, how many children a person has to have for Puruvu. Beis Hillel says a son and a daughter. So that's, Beis Shammai says two sons. But that connects to this Yud Kei Vav Kei. So Yud is again the father. That's Yisod Abba. Hey is the mother. Vav is the son. Vav is the center. The Vav is the son, and the Hey is the daughter in the bottom. So normally we don't need daddy to come protect us. The Vav, the boy, the kid in high school, is able to protect himself. But sometimes you need to call Tati in to protect you from the bully. So, but if you wake up the Vav, if the boy himself is acting on his own, you don't need to call Yisod Abba. You don't need to call the father in. So what he's saying here is, when you give Shalach Manos, which is a way of waking up the Vav here, you don't need Yisod Abba anymore. We could use the Vav, which is the natural path of bringing the Shefa down in this world. So he says, again, Lo Nitzrach O Lahoredes Ha'or Yisod Abba Bizgalas Kazu Shlo Kedarka. You don't need to wake up Yisod Abba. Achein Ayidei Shemekayimim HaMitzvah Shal Sudas Purim by having the meal in Purim Zochin Bechesed Hashem Limatan Nifla Alein Arach. By fulfilling the mitzvah of Sudas Purim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants us one of the most wonderful chasadim he does. There's no value, no price we could put on the matana. Shenishar pasua ha'aras yisod abba afilu acher ha'chazaras ha'seid haroi. What he's saying here is, granted during the story of Purim, it didn't go through the normal orders of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yud, the chachma, yisod abba just jumped in and saved the day. He skipped hay, he skipped vav, he skipped everything. Now that times are good, or at least better than the times of Purim, we go through the normal path. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, everything's fine. But still, even though we don't need Yisod Abba, we don't need Yud, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us that Yud anyways. He gives us Yisod Abba. That's why we have to take advantage, because that comes through during the Sudas Purim. Sudas Purim is the last thing we do on Purim. We'll get to that in just a second. And that's where Yisod Abba is just waiting. If you prepared everything before, and if you built the hay backwards, the hay, the Vav, the hay, you're ready for the Yud, which is again Yisod Abba, which is during the Suda. So now he breaks it down how each mitzvah is connected to a different letter of Hashem as we build up to the climax of Purim. So he says, and we'll finish with this last few lines. I got a few more pages here, only a couple more. Nimsa Seder Avodas Ha'adam Bazeh Hayom Al Zeh Ofen. This is the order. It's important to know that normally when the Shefa comes down from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it comes down Yud Hei Vav Hei. When we're trying to build up, we need to go backwards. We need to build the hay, the vav, the hay, the yud, to go up and reach that shefa. So we're building backwards here. So what's the first one? Alf. The first mitzvah of the day, baboker, hashkem od kodem hatfila, before davening, yitain matanos levyonim. It's brought down, he brings on the side the Arizal, that one should give tzedakah before tefillah in general. That's every day you should give tzedakah before you start davening. And certainly on Purim as well, Rabbi Yaakov Enden, he quotes here that one should give tzedakah, matanos lev yonim, before you start the day. So try to remember that. Now, when you get to shul in the morning, the first thing you should do is give tzedakah, because the matanos lev yonim, that's going to be the hay. That's the first hay you're trying to build. That's malchus. That's at the bottom here. Ubazeh, through giving matanos lev yonim first, yizaka litakin ha'os hay, tata, the bottom hay, shel Hashem havaya, baruchu, which is nikres evyon. That's called the very poor. The lesley megarma klum. An evyon, an ani is a person who's poor, he's got some money. An evyon has mamish nothing. That's why a malchus and evyon are the same. We said malchus in the beginning is lesley megarma klum. The malchus has nothing in its own right. It just catches whatever you get. That's an evyon. Evyon has nothing. No house, no food, no nothing. So that's why evyon and malchus, matanos evyonim, is building up the malchus. How do you find one? We shouldn't know to find one, but you go to Meir Shalom, unfortunately, there are many that are there. Yeah. Whatever, everything's also depending on the social standards. Yeah, for sure. V'nivne ha'otzer shel yiras shemayim sfiras malchus, by giving matanos levyonim, you build malchus kadesh she'yuchal l'kabel shefa she'teirid aydei avodas hayom. So that's stage one. That's the first mitzvah of the day. That's the hay. B'tfilas shacharis. Mekayimim mitzvahs mikra Megillah. This is the Vav. Why is Megillah Vav? He Megillah arucha kedimion oz Vav. It's shaped like a Vav. Right? It's not. There's not two scrolls. There's only one. There's only one, whatever, Eitzah Chaim on it. It's a Vav. It's the shape of a Vav. Bebechinasa oz Vav she'ashem avaya baruch hu, which is Teferis. Shehuat sinur, which is the pipe. Lahamshich ha-shefa mi-yisod ab. It's the tube that the shefa comes through. Latocha malchus. The be'ez ha-megillah niftochem shari shemayim lahoredes ha-shefa mishmei ma'al bli seder gvul. During the Megillah reading, we mentioned this last time, Megillah means to be megala, to expose. All the shefa is coming from the Megillah, that's megala. The os vav represents the shefa coming down. We said David. David is dalad, is the dal, vav is the shefa. That's always vav is the shefa, the tube coming down. Gimel, the third mitzvah of the day. Acher kriyasa Megillah, a person should be mekai mitzvahs mishloach manos. That should be the next thing you should do. Aidei sheyase pula lemata leorer ahava v'reyes bein ish la'achiv. To create that friendship between two men, two boys, two girls. Yisorer lemala ha'ava hagdola lahakitz es ha'ozvav shushorish nishmas yisrael mishinasa. Through the love is going to awaken the vav, fine. V'os hei ilah. Now, mishloach manos is going to, by giving a friend, that's going to now create the higher hay, the first hay of Yud Kei Vav Kei. Yashbil Oz Vav Shashem Havaya Baruch Hu. Hay is always in the cave, I told you, right? Hay is in the cave. So the hay tata, the first hay was Malchus, that's the daughter. The hay Ilah, the higher one, is Bina, which is the mother. So the hay is always in the cave. One's a daughter, one's a mother. So now we just built the higher hay, which is the aim, the Bina, that's the mother. V'yisyachtu adodim kimikadim, and everything gets back together like it was in the past. Shiyimshichu manos shabrachos vashpos mila'eila b'ofen b'seid ha'roi. So we build the yud hei vav, the hei vav hei rather. Now what's the final yud that we're trying to build up? U'besof hayom, in the end of the day, orchin sudas purim latikun os yud shel Hashem avaya baruchu. The final letter of Hashem's name is the yud. We drink, of course, yayin at the suda. Yayin has two yuds in it. The yud's there. Shu hamala hagavoa mikum. The suda is the highest part of the day. Ubahasuda polin shiishiru shari shemaim suchim. We're able to, now the gates are open. It's there. We're not opening gates. We're just trying to get from the gates, from the shari shemaim. V'yisosef hamshachas ha'aros hakdoshos yosef yosef. Brought down by Kafachayim and the Rashash and others, and the Shlai believe as well, they would have the Suda in the morning, some have such a practice, right after Kriyas Megillah, to combine Yud Kei Vav Kei all together. Because you have the Hay, the Matanos of Yonim, first thing before davening. The Vav is the Megillah. The Hay is going to be Shach Manos, and then have the Yud right afterwards to connect it all together, all in the morning. You built Yud Kei Vav Kei, and now the rest of the day you can be eating and drinking and taking all that Shefa, and taking all that Shefa on the day of Purim.
Like Krohn does it.
Does it, yeah? We do this also. Mikey and I do this. V'cheven shiv'eis ha'su'uda magin l'mala el'yona v'gdol me'akol. And since during the feast we get to such a high level, shenis'ala ha'adam ad sfiras chachma, we get to the chachma, which is yud, which is yisod da'aba, which is what Mordechai was, shesham hu b'chines ad t'lo yada. Adol Yada, remember I told you Das is a tricky thing. There's Chabad. Chabad's Chachma Bina Das. Now Das isn't really one of the Sfiros. Keser is really a Sfira. We don't really understand Keser. Das is tricky. It's somewhere between Chachma and Bina. When husband and wife get together, Yada Adam as Chava, Yada is a lesson of getting together, Das. So we get to level Adil Yada until that point of Deus, Lemal Medas. We're getting above, not Adil Yada, not Deus. We're getting higher than Yada, Lo Yada, to a place of Keser. Vishama there, Ein Shem Shavius Le'iske Olam. There's no involvement in the world we live in, Hagashmi Elazeh. Lachain, therefore, shows when we drink the point, Yain Adil Yada, to higher than Yada. We're not in Das anymore. We're above that. Va'oz magiin lamala el yona gadola ma'od ma'od, a very high place. Ashe ein orichla, there's no value, no understanding of it. V'chol chavtzeichel yishavu bo, all our desires doesn't even equal the place where we're getting to. Lizdabik bo'or havaya b'chol dal osi yoseh. V'yaz omer Hashem yizbarach, mashiel aseich v'in asein lach. You could ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu, whatever you want, he says, tell us. Mashiel aseich v'in asein lach, I give it to you. Lizbarach mimakor habracha. Okay. Shabbat Shalom, Hashem, we'll continue next week.